And the Radio Liberation Front is on the air.
Good morning. On Thursday, I was honored to travel to Iraq to spend Thanksgiving with some of the finest men and women serving in our military. I'm pleased to report back from the front lines that our troops are strong, morale is high, and our military is confident we will prevail.
George Bush Blues. Well, good evening, folks. George Bush is the name. Now, don't you go trying to fix no blame. I won my office by the matter of a fraction, but I beat Al Gore in the last election. And don't talk to me about no popular vote. I won where it really matters. In the Supreme Court, 5-4. Sure is good to have friends in high places. I don't know who to thank more, my father in Houston or my father in heaven. On my way to the White House, I drove by Yale. I didn't learn much, but I raised a lot of hell. And I'd already learned what I needed to know. Just cuddle up close to the people with the dough. They'll take care of you. Pop told me it's my birthright. Couldn't find the damn classes anyway. Well, I moved off to Texas where my daddy's king. He said, W, don't you worry about a thing. He bought me some oil wells and a baseball team. I thought, this is easy. Life is a dream. Never have been able to understand all these folks who whine about life being hard. Success comes easy if you work for it. If you work for it. right about then, I did some tough thinking. I found my new father and I quit my drinking. I joined up with the Texas Air National Guard with every intention of being a star. How does General Bush sound to you? But they won't promote you when you're AWOL. Life in Texas was a lot of fun, but business was rough. I didn't get much done, so I sat down with my dear old dad and said, being governor can't be too bad. It'll be a step down in pay, but the benefits are mighty fine. I met some great friends, too. Fellows with turbans and funny names. And oil. Lots and lots of oil. Well, before too long, the Lord spoke clearly. He said to get ready for the destiny due me. He said the Oval Office belongs to you and to Walmart and Enron and Halliburton, too. I get by with a little help from my friends, just like the Beatles. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my good friend, Ralph Nader. Couldn't have done it without you, Ralph. With my mandate, I marched off to D.C. Life was pretty boring and the job wasn't easy. But then one day, just like manna from heaven, a pole shot up. It was 9/11. Now here I come, the Cape Crusader, your peerless leader, the great unifier, your commander-in-chief. And if you don't like it, I'll stick John Ashcroft on you. That Patriot Act is a piece of legislation. Gotta keep the homeland safe, you know. Well, I sent the troops off to fight the Taliban, chasing Bin Laden through Afghanistan. Hell, that guy wasn't easy to find, but he wasn't really the target I had in mind. I decided to go after the guy who insulted my dad, Saddam Hussein, the great Satan, the possessor of untold quantities of WMD. Baghdad, the war of my dreams, pulling down statues and a whole regime. Mission accomplished, but you caught the spin. You saw it on Fox News or CNN. And no, we never did find the WMDs or a link between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. But I got a lot of nifty photo ops out of the war. Did you see me on my military flak jacket on that aircraft carrier? Pretty cool, huh? And the press conference where I smirked and I said, bring them on. You ain't seen Tony Blair looking that cool, I'll tell you that. And you know, I know we've had some unpleasantries over there, but as Donnie Rumsfeld says, democracy is messy. And we found oil, too. Did I tell you that? We did find lots and lots of oil. Coming right out of the ground.
Gets up every morning and checks the world situation. Gotta keep in touch, he's the leader of our nation. The news is good and getting better by the day. Congress rolled over, let him have his way. Radio is filled with lots of war talk. Oh, it's a fine, fine time to be a chicken hawk. Now, if you're not already familiar with this word, chicken hawk refers to a special kind of bird. It's the kind that starts wars, though he's never had to go. He's never fired a shot, cause his daddy had some dough. He talks the talk while someone else walks the walk. That's the definition of a chicken hawk. Chicken hawk number two's timing was good. His wife had a baby, doing everything they could to avoid active service. Like chicken hawk number one, he lived to help start a war in 1991. Along the way, he became a millionaire. You know where money meets blood, you'll find chicken hawks there. There's a big mouth roly-poly talk show host. He had a chance to fight many years ago, but the big mouth man just couldn't enlist. His doctor wrote a note about some anal cysts, and now that same draft dodger wants to bomb Iraq. He's a big mouth roly-poly chicken hawk. Now you could say the chicken hawks are really on a roll, or you could say the chicken hawks are out of control, cause it's windfall profits for themselves and to hell with peace and everybody else. Cause when the chicken hawks win, the rest of us lose, and everybody gets chicken hawk blues. Sure shooting, chicken hawk blues.
George W. is my name, and I'm a rich, dumb, frat boy. Goofing off has been my game. My daddy's name and money help me everywhere I go, and I want to be your leader, though my brain's a little slow. I'm George W., don't you cry for me. I've come all the way from Texas, just as dumb as I can be. I'm George W., Washington, D.C.
Hey, you got
right
that time.
What? That's right. Don't ask me about my past, you know, I've sure seen better days. Though I spent most of the 80s in a drunken, coked-up haze. But I bought my way through Harvard, and I bought my way to Yale. And Papa's name and money kept my drunk ass out of jail. Oh, I'm George W., don't you cry for me. Just as dumb as I can be. I'm George W., don't you cry for me. Now I've made it to the White House, that's in Washington, C.D.
That's
D.C.,
dummy.
That's right. George W. is my name, and things in good old Washington will never be the same. Now Dick and Cole tell me what to say and what to do. They even help me figure out which people I should screw. Oh, I'm George W., don't you cry for me. I've come all the way from Texas, just as dumb as I can be. Oh, I'm George W., don't you cry for me. Now I've made it to the White House. I want everyone to see.
twice mistreated. Bush must be defeated. His goodbye coffee heated. His inaugural spats uncleated. His White House bed short shaded. Bush must be defeated. His welcome's been exceeded. Successors must be greeted. The imposter excreted.
NAACP registered the voters, door to door, tens of thousands strong. They turned in the names to the registry on time, but on election day, something went wrong.
The people were told,
no, you can't vote today, because you're not in the system. And if you don't get out of here, they're going to call the police. You say that it's a coincidence, but it's no coincidence to me. And you can't find the truth on the 10 o'clock news, where they're saying that everyone's free. The people couldn't get to the polling place on time if they lived in a certain part of town. If the place to vote was there, then cop cars were too. A roadblocks all around. Oh, no, 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 no. No, you can't vote today, because you're not part of the system. And what little choice you got, better giving that away when they call, the police. They say that it's a coincidence, but it's no coincidence to me. And you can't find the truth on the 10 o'clock news, but they're saying that everyone's free. Today, then the people will forget how I got here. How many more innocent people will die by the leaders that I provide? And the enemies change through the years. They say that it's a coincidence, but it's no coincidence to me. And you can't find the truth on the 10 o'clock news, where they're saying that everyone's sleeping. But you gotta see through the bush. Kick him out. Kick him out.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, burning with hot irons, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, terror, mass murder, and rape. Our first goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've posted more than 50 small men in airports, begun inoculating troops and first responders against hopelessness, and this year, for the first time, we must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles. To date, we have arrested or otherwise dealt with many key commanders of Al-Qaeda. They include a man who directed logistics and funding for the CIA, members of Congress, Vice President Cheney. One of them is found at the Department of Defense. One by one, the terrorists are learning we are building a culture to encourage international terrorism. Almost 3 months ago, the United Nations Security Council gave Saddam Hussein his final chance to disarm. U.S. intelligence indicates that Saddam Hussein had the materials to produce 3 liters of anthrax, enough doses to kill 5 children. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had an advanced nuclear weapon in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase 3 hydrogen-powered reactors and the Western Wall of the Pentagon. Saddam Hussein has not credibly explained these activities. The United States will ask the UN Security Council to consider Iraq's ongoing defiance of the world. Secretary of State Powell will plant information to incite fear about Iraq's links to terrorist groups. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. Go home and die.
What have you done? What have you done this time? Thief of our country. What have you done? You lied so our nation went to war. You lost us our allies, and what for? How many have died? How many more? What have you done? You sold off our radio waves today. You sold off our overtime pay. You sold off our nation's parks, they say, till nothing was left to sell away. What have you done? What have you done this time? Thief of our country, what have you education, that's not fair. Reproductive healthcare funds, ergonomic protections, books for children of the poor, stem cell research to find a cure, unemployment benefits, but you cut the taxes off the rich. What have you done? What have you done this time? Thief of our country. What have you done? You hide the reports on the 11th of September. You hide the reports on global warming weather. You hide the reports on the deficit you made. And you hide reports on layoffs and government aid. And reports on the NASA shuttle crash. And reports on Enron's hidden cash. And every record of your rule is going to be hidden. 'Cause you are no fool. What have you done? What have you done this time? Thief of our country. What have you done? Treaty, sign the ABM treaty, sign the Kyoto treaty. How'd our nation get so greedy? Let the crowd loot Iraqi treasures. Halliburton take drastic measures. Multinational corporations own you and your machinations. You say that it's an orange alert, that people like us might get hurt, but security money still out of reach. It's time we voted to impeach. What have you done? What have you done this time? Of our country, what have you done? What have you done? Your election was never won. What have you done? You are not just a fortunate son. What have you done? We're gonna get you on the run. What have you done?
Daddy got his way working the CIA, so W knows anything goes. Grandpa Prescott, double dipper, was buying the Messerschmitt for Hitler Row. Anything goes. The USA plays bombs away, they'll make someone pay for a buck today. The American way is a power play for their CEOs. Search and seizure, wiretapping and spying and booby trapping. W knows anything goes. First and Fourth Amendments history, due process is a mystery. W knows anything goes. Enron Corporation with no taxation is coronation, and aberration is administration and infestation of their CEOs. $500 billion military always needs to have an enemy. Anything goes. We'll bomb Sudanese, starve Iraqis, Somalis, Afghanis, kick their pennies, oh. Anything goes. We wear that flag when we go to war. That corporate logo is what it's for. It's made in prison for Walmart store and their CEOs. So if you've got a lust for oil, then we'll wage a war on foreign soil. Oh, anything goes. Dub, you know. Anything goes.
We've had four presidents from the Lone Star State. Though not always proud of them, they're our claim to fate. Like good old boys, they'd impose their will. But when they ran the land, things got out of hand. They all took ill. First came Ike, which rhymes with spike, which connotes power. But his name was Eisenhower, which rhymes with flower. Ike fought the big one, and he had nothing to prove at all. So he could be seen out on the green playing with small balls. Now it's from West Point that Ike got his diploma. He was born in Denison, which is almost in Oklahoma. He warned us all about the complex military, which he learned about from his predecessor, Harry. Compared with General Ling, the White House was a freeze. Though Abilene's his resting place, still he had the mildest case of mad cowboy disease. Now what do we say about LBJ? He was okay for redneck, like JFK. Unlike Clinton, Lyndon avoided a bed check. Famous for his ears, Texas souvenirs, and taking us to outer space. The Tonkin Gulf Affair, passing Medicare, and trying to do right by race. Though he was elected with votes from dead guys, we said bygones. But when he kept sending all those live guys over to Saigon, we said, whoa, what about the Great Society? This doesn't compute. And we remembered his Texas ranch and his Stetson hats and his big old boots. Whatever you say about LBJ, you can say it in Vietnamese. That's when his career was toast, and he was diagnosed with mad cowboy disease. President Bush the 41st was born in Milton, Mass. With a silver spoon and opportunities of the upper class. Like Lyndon and Eisenhower, George was one of our boys in uniform. So he shared the nightmare with kids in Panama and Desert Storm. He's ruined the day he curtailed that foray and decided to scram. And leave it all up to Junior to finish up with his nemesis, Saddam. Now George did the House, the UN, the CIA, and the RNC. But Yale and Quayle and veils of secrecy on his legacy. Old 41 started to come undone when he ralphed on the Japanese. Though he lives in Maine, it's still perfectly plain. He's suffering from mad cowboy disease. The maddest cowboy of all, 41 son, old Quincy, he would have you believe he's a drinking buddy, not the bourgeoisie. But history will tell how W would sell our country to his corporate chums for 30 pieces of silver and access to petroleum. Bring him on dead or alive, this bona fide boob remarks as he slaves to make the world safe for his fellow oligarchs. Cheney, Osama, Condi, Rummy, all are the curse of Baghdad. W is doing his worst to make certain we desperately miss his dad. He thought he could stick Bill Jefferson, Clinton into parentheses. Instead, this simple ton has been completely undone by a terminal case of mad cowboy disease.
I'm not talking about a regular guy, cause he's never ever wrong and he can't tell a lie, and you're with him now, or the other guy. Now I'm not talking about an honest man, sent your son to a foreign land, now there's blood on the ground and on his hands. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, can't get fooled again.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's a Texas up in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on. Shame on you. It's cool, we can't get fooled again.
I
Somebody's gonna have to pay for that. Somebody's son not coming back, not coming back.
Celebration. The perfect gift for a commander-in-chief. Unbelievably expensive and entirely unique. Trophies from a place you've never been before. Souvenirs from the inferno of unnecessary war. Blood. Here's a field of bone. Here's a handful of splinters that used to be a home. Here's a man on a box with weights on his head. Here's a man on the floor with his legs outspread. 1,000 dog collars and electrified cocks. Grinning soldiers using torture as a photo op. Hi, Mom. Hi, honey. The army's really swell. Polaroid postcard straight out of hell. If you still don't get the picture, George, I've got a little helper. Here comes the head of the man from Philadelphia. Trophy from a place you've never been before. Souvenir from the inferno of unnecessary war. Enjoy your birthday, Junior. You're about to get fired. This government of blood money is being retired because of men on boxes with weights on their head. Men naked on the floor with their legs outspread. 1,000 dog collars and electrified cocks. Grinning soldiers using torture as a photo op. In a prison made famous by Saddam Hussein and profaned once again by the U.S. of A. Slipped on the 2nd of November in honor of the man who lived in Philadelphia. So many things to remember right then, like the sawed-off head of the helicopter man. Ah, fortunate son, your run of luck has expired, and your government of blood money is about to be retired.
First they went and stole the election. The Supreme Court made the selection. The corporations gave the direction. They said, push it. He went and hired his daddy's staff and a few guys from Nixon's just for a laugh. Now the world is his oyster to split in half. Bush it. Though he'd never been to a foreign land, had a map of the world he'd never understand. Right up his back with the puppeteer's hand. Bush it. Bush it. The old president's son. Bush it. That's the way it's done. Bush it. For all of your friends, who knows where this whole thing's gonna end. Then someone goes and topples the towers. Took years to build, destroyed it in hours. The FBI and CIA said, give us more powers. Bush it. Then the puppeteer says, hey, I got a plan. Though the guys were all Saudis, let's bomb Afghanistan and camp out with our friends in Pakistan. Bush it. But that wasn't the end to these tragic attacks. Someone used the U.S. mail to send anthrax. Kind of funny how it just went to Democrats. Bush it. Old president's boy, push it. He got a brand new toy, push it. Down old Texas way, hey, now look at Georgie Jr. play. Vice President Cheney meets with Enron, of course, on how to manage our oil resource. Get them rolling blackouts and a secret task force. We'll push it. Then Enron goes bankrupt after stealing us blind, but they left a trail of campaign cash behind. When asked for his records, Cheney big time declined. He said, push it. Now before 9-1-1, Bush wasn't too bright. Did Osama bin Laden show him the light? They're both CIA boys and they know how to fight. They push it. Push it. To the limit and then push it. And push it again. Push it. And make no mistake, there is just so much that we can take. He's got two drunken daughters and a drug addict niece. But that doesn't matter. He'll just call up the police and say you can keep all the others, but I want their release. Bush it. Now he did booze and coke, and he doesn't deny it, but he says that he quit and is on a new diet. Now he passes out on pretzels. Does anyone buy it? Bush it. Now Bush is an artist, and he's trying to sell it. He's a bit of a devil, doesn't think we can tell it, but it's piled up so high, you can't help but smell it. Bush it. Bush it. The new president's song. Bush it. You know he can't be wrong. Bush it. Out of the president's way. What more can a real American say? Bush it. Bush it. Bush it.
We all know the tale of Robin Hood, the man so famous for taking money from the rich so he could give it to the poor. But now our leader's changed the plot, he's made a little twist. He picks the pockets of the poor to give it to the rich. George the Second, George the Second. Let the peasants in the middle classes scoff us. They'll be happy as you please if we discount their SUVs. We'll drain them dry as long as we're in office. Distraction is the prestidigitator's main delight. Keeps you looking to the left when all the action's on the right. So if you're looking for some services or programs that you lack, they've been sacrificed for Star Wars or some bombs to blast Iraq. George the Second, George the Second. Don't tell me that your family budget's hurting, or the schools can't teach your kids, or your pension's on the skids. I'm busy with awards to Halliburton. Now W doesn't like it if you tend to disagree, even though we thought this was a land where speech was always free. If anyone should mention that his thinking is psychotic, they'll soon be charged with treason and be called unpatriotic. George the Second, George the Second. Who cares for all this diplomatic toil? We'll ignore the UN speeches and prepare to hit the beaches. 'Cause either way, I'm gonna take the oil. If you want to be president, but you don't have the knowledge, perhaps you'll take a course at our new electoral college. The first lesson you will learn as you prepare to take your notes is make damn sure in Florida they don't count all the votes. George the Second, George the Second. A cheer for the minority selection. George the Second, George the Second. The man who stole the president's election. George the Second, George the Second. Three cheers for the minority selection. George the Second, George the Second. The man who stole the president's election. Hail to the thief. He's the one we all say hail to.
Lately I've been thinking about a terrible trouble, in fact. Every time a bus goes to the White House, we go to war with Iraq. I got the blues, those two bus blues. Here's a story about two buses, a father and a son. Made a lot of friends with money and went off to Washington, Washington. Them two bus blues. Yeah, the daddy was an ambassador, then he ran the CIA. Before he moved into the White House, start taking your jobs away. Our times in Washington. Say two birds in a bush ain't good as one in the hand. Two bushes in the White House have about destroyed this land. I got the blues, those two bus blues, yeah, blue. Tom's got a ranch in Texas like he was a common man. He's raised up there in Washington with a silver spoon in hand. Washington, those two bus blues. In the election of 2000, we thought he'd lost to Gore. Till it come down to his brother's state and his daddy's Supreme Court. I got the blues, those two bus blues. He's a good old boy's good buddy, but he's the millionaire's best friend. Never been no soldier, but he sure like to pretend. I got the blues, them two bus blues. Yeah, dude. He's wrapped himself up in the flag, wears a Bible in his hand. He spins those lies so thick, he makes Clinton look like an honest man. I got the blues, them two bus blues. And if you're wondering what he's gonna do to help the unemployed, it's tax cuts for the rich, send the poor folks off to war. Hard times, them two bus blues. Lately I've been thinking about a terrible trouble, in fact. Every time a Bush goes to the White House, the hard times come back. Hard times, those two Bush blues. Say two birds in a bush ain't good as one in the hand. Two bushes in the White House have about destroyed this land. I got the blues, those two bus blues. I got the blues, those two bus blues.
I certainly do.
They lied, they lied, they took us for a ride. Tried burying the truth where it very nearly died. They lied, but no matter what they tried to hide, sing and shout, the truth wins out. Everybody knows they lie. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know, but the government's been lying to you, Joe. They're shaking your hand while showing you the door to a foreign land, so you can fight the poor, where every Arab is a terrorist and they're hiding weapons that don't exist. You can join a coalition of willing nations willing to kill civilians for the corporations. They lied, they lied, they took us for a ride. Tried burying the truth where it very nearly died. They lied, but no matter what they tried to hide, sing and shout, the truth wins out. Everybody knows they lied. Tonight is the night that you give up your rights to the Patriot Act and the perilous fight. But you won't remember which country you're in when you wake up in the morning by the dawn's early light. If it reminds you of the Third Reich, you better keep quiet. If you don't like, better watch your backs, cover your tracks, cause paying for it all with your federal tax. They lied, they lied, they took us for a ride. Tried burying the truth where it very nearly died. They lied, they lied, but no matter what they tried to hide, sing and shout, truth wins out. Everybody knows they lied. Now come on, did you see that presidential smirk? Say don't look now, it's Captain Kirk. He's an arrogant jerk, though likable too. But the Federation's been lying to you. The Federation, the corporation, is supposed to be a public radio station. They're violating the neutral zone to promote the imperial corporate nation. Blow up Afghanistan, nuke Iraq. We got the biggest phasers on the block. We're the world's policemen around the clock. You got the comm now, Mr. Spock. To the victors go the spoils. The lithium crystals, petroleum oil. They hate our freedom for no good reason. Arabs and Klingons, it's open season. They lied, they lied, they took us for a ride. Tried burying the truth where it very nearly died. They lied, they lied, but no matter what they tried to hide, sing and shout, the truth wins out. Everybody knows they lied. So you know that the government's been lying to you, and I know that you know that it ain't nothing new. That's politicians, that's what they do. They've been lying since 1492. They didn't teach me when I was a kid about all the terrible things that we did.
will always honor this sacred treaty with a smallpox-covered blanket, sweetie. Agent Orange and napalm, Gulf of Tonkin, Vietnam, Iran-Contra, Watergate, it's a history of the criminal state. You're spoon-feeding it right out of the box, we're fair and balanced, says the Fox, while talk show shills are shouting out, it's liberals we gotta be worrying about. They lied, they lied. They took us for a ride, tried burying the truth where it very nearly died. They lied, but no matter what they tried to hide, sing and shout, the truth wins out, everybody knows they lied. My mom said, really, if the news was controlled by corporate money and held in a stranglehold, I would have heard about it on the TV. If it was really so important, then I would have been told by the newscasters and the pundits and the anchors and their pals, the politicians, generals, and bankers. You say they're doing the old bait and switch, but why would they lie? They're already rich. Power corrupts, it's the ancient trend. List of lies will never end. New lies coming around the bend. Speak truth to power if truth is your friend. They lie to me, they lie to you. They lie to themselves, it ain't nothing new. They lie to the press who passes the buck. They lie to the world, now everybody duck. They lie, they lie. They took us for a ride, tried burying the truth where it very nearly died. They lie, they lie. But no matter what they tried to hide, sing and shout, the truth wins out. Sing and shout, the truth wins out. Sing and shout, the truth wins out. Everybody knows they lie.